Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 34. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Today we're talking about be your own doctor. Things that you can do every single day to help get well and stay well. Now here's the thing. I talk fast. A lot of information. If you want to hear these shows again, go to my website, drjoe.com, and we have hundreds, well over 1,000 hours of archived radio and video. So maybe you're a visual learner, maybe an auditory learner, whatever it is, we're going to be there for you. If you have a podcast, if you have a podcast service like Stitcher, Google Play, go there and look for For the Health of It. For the Health of It is the title of our podcast. So you can catch it there too. You can binge listen either place, my website or your podcast services, because we want to get this information to you. And I know it's a lot, and I know I talk fast, so you're going to have to listen to it maybe a few times to get all the information that you want. Trust me, it's worth it. I've been really sick in my life, and I've been really healthy. It's a whole lot more fun to be healthy than it is to be sick. So consider that. And you'll save a ton of money too. No downside. All right. So before the break, I promised you I was going to talk about back pain, digestive problems, how to get fresh breath. Gosh, we got so much to cover here. I'm never going to have time to cover it all. May have to do a second show. Okay, let's talk about back pain. Do you have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, muscle tightness, achiness, numbness, tingling? Do you? Chances are you do. About 80, 85% of patients right now, people in the world right now, if they ask if they have pain, the answer is yes. So what does that mean? If the pain is short-term, you just did some yard work, you went out and thought you were young and did some exercise, probably no big deal. Now, if it's excruciating, you doubled over in pain, then you got an issue. But your muscles are achy, probably not a big deal. After 3 days, if you still have pain, it's time you do something about it. And you can come see us. We'd be more than happy to see you. And get it done. Get it fixed. Because pain is a warning sign. Pain is telling you that there's something wrong. And if you ignore it, chances are it's going to get worse as time goes on. Causes of pain. Number one is usually a pinched nerve. Bones out of place, pinching a nerve, firing off what's called the nociceptive fibers in the joint. We talked about that, I think it was last week on the show. We did a whole show on chronic pain, by the way. And that's on my website, drjoe.com. Also on Google Play and Stitcher. So pain fires off, you have pain, it's a warning sign telling you something's wrong. Well, why is pain there? Well, pain is protecting you from doing more damage. So I'm your chiropractor. Well, my team of doctors are your chiropractor. You come to see us and you're in a car accident, let's say, and the head snapped around, even though the car did only a little bit of damage or a lot of damage, the head snapped around, you have some pain. When the bones move out of place, they pinch nerves. Nerves control organs. So if I have a pinched nerve in my low back, I might have gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, urinary problems, sexual problems. Everything from the waist down is my low back. That same nerve controls my colon, sex organs, and bladder. So now with a low back injury, you might see gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, urinary problems, romantic issues, function issues, family show here. And so when you have pain, it's telling you something's wrong. What's wrong is we're pinching nerves, and the nerves control organs. That's where the problems come in. Oh, my nose is itching again. First half of the show, my nose itched. I thought I solved it. Didn't. But if we flare up the pain, it's telling us we're pinching nerves to organs. You got to get that fixed. Because now the organs can malfunction. And how many people have gone to their doctors and they say, Doc, I have whatever, a pain, an ache, acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating. We do all these tests. Doctor says, I can't find anything wrong. And my question always is, did they ever check the nerve supply to the organ? And the answer is 100% no. Right now, I'm in a studio. There's lights on me. If the lights went out, what would be the first thing I would do? I would check the switch. Make sure there's no interference from the switch going to the lights. Then I would say, okay, maybe need to change the light bulbs. But if I went in and started changing the light bulbs and you came in the studio with me, so what are you doing? I said, well, lights weren't on when I came in, so I'm changing the light bulbs. You would say, but Dr. Joe, why don't you just check the switch? That's what I'm talking about with pinched nerves. You may have a pinched nerve going to an organ. The organ is malfunctioning. It's not the organ. It's the wire to the organ. So back pain is a warning sign. It's telling you that there's something wrong and you should fix it. Makes sense, doesn't it? So getting to the cause of the back pain is going to be my goal with you. What's causing that back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and what can we do to get it right? Ice, not heat. If you injure your back, if you injure your foot, if you sprain your ankle, if you have a bad shoulder, had a friend of mine was moving. He pulled the truck, the back of the door down on this moving truck, dislocated his shoulder. If you put heat on it, heat's going to increase the circulation, which is going to increase the inflammation, which is going to make the problem worse. You want to use ice. Ice is always safe. Heat is not always safe. So I recommend ice 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. If the pain persists for more than 3 days, you need to come get help. Come see us if you're in the area where our offices are. If not, go somewhere. I know the show goes all over the world. And get well. Get to the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. You can do stretches. You can do exercise. But sometimes that makes the problem worse. And in my most recent book, Prescription for Extreme Health, I have a chapter just for athletes. And one of the things I teach the athletes is if you have pain and you work through the pain, you might be building up strong muscles around crooked bones. I want you building up strong muscles around straight bones, which makes sense, doesn't it? This is why so many athletes, professional and amateur, come see us. Because they get that one sentence, and that's one of those sentences that people hang on to. You want to build up strong muscles around straight bones, not strong muscles around crooked bones. Don't stop working out. Just get the bones lined up so you're doing good instead of bad. Follow that? So back pain is a big issue. Obviously, it's a, you know, number one reason people, well, no, colds is the number one reason people miss work. Back pain is number two. And studies have shown, study after study after study, has shown that chiropractic care is the most effective for neck pain and back pain with least amount of downtime, for by far the least amount of money than any other treatment for back pain. Now, can chiropractic cure everything? Absolutely not. I have a list of doctors that I refer to, chiropractors, dentists, therapists, holistic practitioners, primary care physicians, and we refer back and forth all the time because we can't fix everything, but nobody can fix everything. That's why we have our network of doctors that we work with. And so many times, doctors will say, well, doc, I want you to work on this person because I think they need surgery. See if you can get them healthy before the surgery so that they're healthy going into the surgery, so they're healthy coming out of the surgery. Because the way doctors and hospitals it's done is they're rated. What's your success rate? Morbidity and mortality. Morbidity is disease and mortality is death. And the doctors are rated. And if they die, if a lot of patients die on them, well, that's not good for them. Some doctors don't even are cutting back on doing surgeries now because they're afraid if it's a risky case, the person's going to die. So I'm not sure I like that approach because sometimes people need the surgery. But if we can get a person healthy going into a procedure, we'll call it, and then keep them healthy coming out of the procedure, chances are they're going to do a lot better in life. And that's why a lot of doctors use us, sometimes because they really care about their patients, sometimes they care about their reputation. I don't care. Like the song by Olita Adams said, I don't care how you get here, just get here. And that's why we see so many patients from so many different referral sources. So get to the cause of the back pain. This show, I got a lot more to cover, so I'm not going to go too far into it. If you want to go to my website, drjoe.com, we have a lot of information there. And we did a show, I think it was last week, on chronic pain. You could listen to that. Digestive problems, acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating. You hear me talk about this all the time. The stomach sits below your diaphragm. And in some cases, the stomach can push up into the diaphragm and kind of food can then reflux up to what's called lower esophageal sphincter, refluxing up into your throat. And that can be a real serious problem. So if you have acid reflux or heartburn, go to my website, drjoe.com. Look under, I think it's Dr. Joe's blog. I've written a ton of articles there. I think it's like the sixth or eighth one down. And it's an article I wrote on GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn, and the techniques that we use in our office to pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm. So important if you have this to get it fixed. If you're having an attack of acid reflux or heartburn and you can't get to see us right away, you can do something that's going to alkalize your system very quickly. The three most alkaline foods would be celery, spinach, and figs. Figs, I know. How many people? I got this huge fig tree in my backyard. It's really cool. Another story, another time. But figs are very, very alkalizing to the system because they're loaded with minerals. And the minerals neutralize the acids. So celery, spinach, and figs works great. I used to have a patient. God, what was his name? Dwayne. Oh, I hadn't seen him in years. Big mountain of a man. And he would have the worst acid reflux, and he was a truck driver. So he would stop and buy celery. He says, Doc, because I sit all day, my stomach pushes up against my diaphragm, and I get this acid reflux. And he would just eat celery like crazy. He says, Doc, every truck stop I go to, I tell all the truckers that. They're blown away, man. They're selling celery like crazy now. So good. I like when you share that information. Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, very alkalizing to the system, loaded with minerals. It's the minimum amount of nutrients you should be taking every day. So go to the website, get a month supply. Take it religiously every day, a scoop of each, shake it up. I use coconut milk, ramen milk, shake it up and drink it. You can put it in a smoothie if you want to. I know on Instagram we're doing this whole launch on how to mix it in smoothies. And you'll be amazed, as most people are, with what happens. And then you get an automatic reorder because we didn't have that for years. And patients would complain, oh, I forgot to order the Super Greens, the Essential Source. Oh, man. So now we have automatic reorder for you. You can get it right there. And all my supplements are on the website, drjoe.com. Also, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Sign up for my newsletter on the website. We want to get you information every chance we can. Many times, if I'm doing a live presentation, there may be a charge. Companies sometimes will hire me or put together a seminar where I'm one of the speakers, and then they charge to get in. Many times, I will then say, I want free tickets for my website people or my followers on Facebook or Instagram, and so you can get free tickets. And we have specials. Sometimes we put the products on sale, so you want to stay in touch with us. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, and sign up for my newsletter on the website. Just send us your email address and say, put me on a newsletter list. And we want to get you good information like this. Whenever we launch a new show, whenever something's we put on our website, we'll let you know about that. If you have constipation, many times there's a valve that's stuck. There's a valve between your belly button and your right hip. It's called the ileocecal valve. And if you go to your belly button and your right hip and then draw a line between them, it's right in the middle. And what you can do is lay on your back and push in that area. And as you're pushing in, you'll feel like something about the size of a silver dollar. And it feels like the tip of your nose. And again, if you don't know what you're feeling for, it's kind of weird the first time you push on your own gut. But when you feel that, I want you to rub that in a clockwise motion. And what that does, it massages and gets the ileocecal valve to relax and allows food to pass from your small intestine into your large intestine. And so it's a real neat little trick. If you have babies that are constipated or colicky, rub their bellies in a clockwise motion. Always clockwise when it comes to the digestive system because that's how food moves through your colon. You could also take a hot pack. Maybe take a hand towel and wet it. Put it in a microwave. You shouldn't have a microwave, but if you do, wet it first or else you set the house on fire. Or just dip it in hot water. Lay it across your abdomen. Heat will stimulate what's called the parasympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nerves speed you up. Oops, throwing my notes across the studio here. Sympathetic nerves speed you up. Parasympathetic nerves slow you down. Digestion, romance, sleep, pleasure are usually parasympathetic functions. So we want to relax the digestive system to kick you into the parasympathetic mode so your body works better. So what do? Put some heat across the abdomen. It's pretty cool It's pretty hot when you do that. It's pretty neat. And it's wonderful if you're trying to get to sleep. You're anxious, you can't sleep at night, lay a hot towel across your abdomen, stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system, out you go into dreamland. Works for kids too, which is really kind of cool. A couple other things I want to cover. How is time flying so quickly? I can't believe we've only got about 15 minutes left here, not even. No, yeah, less than 15 minutes. All right. Once again, if you're missing a show, go to my website, drjoe.com. You can listen to all my shows there. And on Google Play and Stitcher, and there's the other one, I can't think of it. The podcast services, you can look up For the Health of It, which is the name of my podcast. And you can binge listen to all these shows. How cool is that? Ooh, what fun. All right. If you're tired, how many people are tired? Raise your hands. A lot of you are. Couple of things. Number one, you're probably dehydrated. So if you're dehydrated, I want you to drink more water. And the water I want you to drink, you have to drink enough water so that when you pee, it comes out clear. If it's cloudy, and you can pee in a clear glass and look at it. If it's cloudy, if it's yellow, if it stinks, if it's got junk floating around in there, you might want to get that checked. But drink enough to clear. Now, as you get older, you might have to wake up and pee at night. if you drink too close to the end of the day. So what I do is up to 3 o'clock, I'll drink all my water. After 3 o'clock, I kind of slow down a little bit because otherwise I got to get up and pee. It's what happens when you get old. But for energy-wise, you got to check the adrenal glands. So as a chiropractor, we always check, right, ladies, gentlemen, if you can imagine, right below a bra strap area. That's the nerve supply that goes into the adrenals. The adrenal glands produce adrenaline, which gives you energy. So a couple of things you can look for. You're tired all the time, bags under your eyes. These are signs of adrenal insufficiency. We have a product. It's on a website, Dr. Joe's Adrenal Support. I take it every day. And it's herbs that help stimulate the immune system and help stimulate your adrenals to give you the energy that you need. Super Greens, an essential source, great source of energy. So you might want to consider taking some supplements and drinking water. Now, I said we're chiropractors. If you want to make an appointment to come see us, go to my website, drjoe.com, and we'll set you up a time to come see us. We'd love the opportunity to check your nervous system, check your digestive system, and look at your diet. So if you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you don't want to be in pain anymore, and I don't know anybody who does want to be in pain, go to my website, set up a time, because I hate to see you suffer, and I hate it when patients come see us, and this happens every 10 minutes, I was going to say every day, but every several times an hour. Dr. Joe, I've been suffering for so long, and since I started coming to see you guys, my whole life has changed. I'm able to function better, my organs are working better, I have more energy. And my heart breaks because you could have been here 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I've been in the same building for 33 years. I would love to have the opportunity to see you 33 years ago. I needed patients back then too, by the way, folks. I didn't have any patients when I first started. So where were you? But stop suffering. Go to my website, make an appointment, drjoe.com, and we'll get you set up to get well and stay well, not just for you, but for your friends and your family. And if you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. This is my campaign I'm on now to stop having insurance companies dictate a patient's care, because that's not right. So go to my website, drjoe.com. We'll get that set up for you. If you're watching on TV, by the way, one of our lights just went out. So that's why it suddenly got dark here. But if you listen on radio, you don't know that, because we film this too, by the way. If you listen on radio, we film this for television as well. So fresh breath. Got to cover fresh breath. This is a good one. This is one of my tricks. My friend Frank taught me this. My good buddy Frank, my best friend in college. He was like 13 years older than me. And he was a transcendental meditation teacher. And he was one of the first hippies I ever got to hang out with. And he ate tofu. And he ate vegetarian except for eggs. And his wife and kids. And it was just a cool, Frank was so cool and so awesome. But one of the tricks he taught me was, for fresh breath, get a clove. You know what clove is? You know, you stick them in ham at Christmas or in oranges. Get a little bag of cloves. You don't have to get a lot. Go to a place where they have them in bulk and just get, 20 or 30 cloves, because they lose their potency after a while. I carry cloves in my car. I carry them in my suit jackets. I carry them in my briefcase when I go to give lectures. And you can break the little bud off. There's a little bud on it. You don't have to, but you can. Put it in your mouth and suck on the clove. The clove is antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal. So it can actually kill germs that can cause bad breath. Sounds like a commercial now. It'll kill germs that cause bad breath. But also give you this wonderful, very subtle clove smell. And I've been doing this for years. And what I'll do is I'll stick it up in between my cheek and gum if I'm giving a lecture. And then if I need to, I can pull it back down, suck on it a little bit, and put it back up between my cheek and gum. And it's always cool when you're in a party, because you're in parties, you're talking close to people, they're serving hummus, which has garlic in it. And everybody's breath stinks, and people say, something smells very nice around here. And you just kind of smile, and you go, that's me, ha, 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 ha. And as it starts to dissolve, it's like a little piece of wood chip, I don't know what to call it, it'll eventually dissolve. And as it dissolves, chew it up and swallow it. It has more antioxidants than blueberries. So it's a quick, easy, cheap way to get fresh breath that's very safe and very effective with no artificial sweeteners, no sugar, and it lasts for a real long time. And you can put it between your cheek and gum and pull it down when you need it. Sometimes I'll pull it down, suck on it, just about to treat a patient. Guys or girls, you're on a date, you always want to have fresh breath, right? Put the clove between your cheek and gum. And you can put it up between your cheek and gum, even kiss with it. Take it out, suck on it, put it up there again, you'll always have your fresh breath. And it's a really cheap way to do it too. And cloves don't melt, they don't go bad, they don't break up, they don't go sour. The only thing they'll do is they'll start to lose a little bit of their potency. So if you have them and they're not as potent as used to be, throw them away. Get new ones. They cost you pennies for like a bag. I mean, they're really, really cheap. So that's a fun little trick that you can do. In my first book, Eating Right for the Health of It, I have a chapter called Kicking the Habit. And I'm going to share that chapter with you right now. So many people can't kick their coffee habit, correct? Raise your hands. Or how about soda? Same thing. Anything with stimulants in it, caffeine. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to get a cup of coffee if it's a coffee issue. Make sure it's organic. Only drink organic coffee, always. Listen to my other shows for the reasons why. And I want you to put a cup of black coffee on your desk. And every hour, I want you to take one tablespoon. That's going to give you just enough caffeine to stimulate the brain. Because the way coffee works, there's a chemical in your brain called adenosine. Adenosine is released. It's absorbed by something called adenosine receptor sites. And that's what makes you tired. So it's a normal process. It makes you tired, and that's good. As you drink coffee, caffeine looks like adenosine. So coffee, soda, chocolate. So it blocks up the adenosine receptor sites. So you can't absorb the adenosine. If you can't absorb the adenosine, you don't get tired. So coffee doesn't really give you energy. It kind of stops you from getting tired. It does give you energy, too. It's a stimulant. But the bad part is your brain wants the rest. And you're blocking up the adenosine receptor sites. So the brain then says, I'm going to make more adenosine receptor sites. I got to get some adenosine in here because I got to go to sleep. So that's why I used to drink one cup of coffee to block up your adenosine receptor sites. Brain made more adenosine receptor sites. Now you need 2 cups of coffee or 3 cups of coffee or 10 cups of coffee. How about more than 10 cups of coffee? I know people that do that. So when you start coming off your coffee, you get headaches because the adenosine receptor sites are firing off and it's a really complex neurological mechanism that occurs. So if you just take one tablespoon of coffee every hour, it slowly lets the brain heal, fixing these adenosine receptor sites, and you don't get your headache. The longest it's ever taken me to get anybody off coffee is 4 days. They had to do a tablespoon of coffee every day for 4 days, and then the headaches were gone, and they were able to get off their coffee. So it's a neat little trick. Ginger tea is also very good for energy. Now, in the winter, I do this. I buy ginger, I peel it, and I put it in a food processor with lemon juice, and I puree it and make it look like pizza sauce. And then I pour it in ice cube trays. And then when I need ginger tea, which is almost every morning in the winter, I take out one ice cube, drop it in some hot water, add some stevia, because I don't use sugar. Stevia is a natural sweetener, 300 times sweeter than sugar. Be your own doctor again, use stevia. And I'll drink that tea. And it's a stimulant, it's an aphrodisiac, so be careful. I don't want to get blamed for anything here. And it helps the body work tremendously. It's an anti-inflammatory, too, and it can help get you off your coffee. Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source are wonderful for people that have addictions. Because many times when you're addicted, you're so depleted in nutrients. And we just dump a bunch of nutrients into your body with Super Greens and Essential Source every day. The brain reboots itself, for lack of a better word, and you start to function normally again. Another reason why everyone should be doing Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. This stuff, it tastes great. It's 2 powders, relatively inexpensive, about just over $2 a day for a whole treatment, a whole dose of each, you know, $2 total, a dollar something each. And you feel great, and you sleep better, and your love life improves, and your brain works better. And, you know, people say to me at my age, they say, Dr. Joe, how do you just ramble on for hours and answer questions without notes? And my brain works well. It's not that I'm smarter than you. I just haven't poisoned my brain like so many of you have. I get chiropractic care. If you have a pinched nerve in your neck, that's the nerve and blood supply that goes up into the brain. So by getting the neck adjusted, it opens up blood supply into the brain. So chiropractic care, most people think about back pain and neck pain. And my team of doctors, we're really good at treating back pain and neck pain. However, it's a lot more to it. It opens up blood supply. It stimulates the immune system. It opens up nerve supply to the organs. If bones are out of alignment, they wear out. By realigning them, you slow down or stop and sometimes reverse some of the arthritic processes that are going on in the body. I couldn't imagine not getting chiropractic care on a regular basis, taking Super Greens and Essential Source. I take Dr. Joe's B vitamins for energy and nerve system function. That's on the website as well, drjoe.com. I take Dr. Joe's adrenal support for the adrenals for energy, hormone levels, and inflammation. Probiotics if you have a digestive issue, if you have a circulatory issue, even a romantic circulatory issue. Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support just rocks. Here's the warning with nitric oxide. Only take it in the morning. Because if I take it in the afternoon or night, I can't sleep. I'm wide awake because it increases the circulation up to my brain. So it's good, but just be careful when you take it. I don't want you to take it and say, well, Dr. Joe, I took the nitric oxide and I can't sleep along with the adrenal support and the B vitamins. I'm buzzing. It's one reason I'm buzzing a lot. I put the right food in my body and I put the right supplements in the body. So if you want to get the supplements, the Super Greens, the Essential Source, if you want to talk to me or my staff about what supplements you should take, go to my website, drjoe.com. Send us a question. We're more than happy to answer them for you, or call us. Make an appointment in the Atlanta area. We have offices at Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We would love to be your doctors. Go to my website, make an appointment. We archive hundreds of hours of radio shows, well over 1,000, and videos as well. They're on the website, drjoe.com. Also available on Amazon. So if you want to get the supplements, my books, Amazon is a place you can go as well. Because I try to get it as simple as possible for you so that you can get well and stay well. Today we were talking about be your own doctor. And if you missed the show, you missed a great one. It's going to be on my website. It's going to be on your podcast services. For the Health of It is in my podcast. We want to get you well and keep you well. So go to the website, come see us, and order the supplements, drjoe.com. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.